The Youth's Instructor, April 9, 1903. What We May Become. Young people may reach God's ideal for them if they will take Christ as their helper. Make an unreserved surrender to God. To know that you are striving for eternal life will strengthen and comfort you. Christ can give you power to overcome. By His help, you can utterly destroy the root of selfishness. Christ died that the life of man might be bound up with His life in the union of divinity and humanity. He came to our world and lived a divine human life in order that the lives of His children might be as harmonious as God designed them to be. The Savior calls upon you to deny self and take up the cross. Then nothing will prevent the development of the whole being. The daily experience will reveal healthy, harmonious action. In the strength of the Redeemer, you can work with wisdom and power to help some crooked life to be straight in God. What is there that Christ cannot do? He is perfect in wisdom, in righteousness, in love. Do not shut yourselves up to yourselves, satisfied to pour out all your affection upon those nearest you. Seize every opportunity to contribute to the happiness of those around you, sharing with them your affection. Words of kindness, looks of sympathy, expressions of appreciation would to many a struggling, lonely one be as a cup of cold water to a thirsty soul. A word of cheer, an act of kindness, would go far to lighten the burdens that are resting heavily upon weary shoulders. It is in unselfish ministry that true happiness is found. And every word and deed of such service is recorded in the books of heaven as done to Christ. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, he says, ye have done it unto me. Live in the sunshine of Christ's love. Then your influence will bless the world. Let the Spirit of Christ control you. Let the law of kindness be ever on your lips. Forbearance and unselfishness mark the words and deeds of those who are born again to live the new life in Christ.